On Saturday, officials in Washington, D.C. estimate 500,000 people took part in the Women's March. Among those who traveled to the nation's capital for the event were 16 high school students from the San Francisco Unified School District. We worked with three of them to record their experiences. And here's some of what they had to share.
The amount of people here is crazy. We're all here to fight for our rights.
This is what democracy looks like.
Real quick, I just have to give credit to these amazing posters that say things like, why is there always money for war but not for education?
Black lives matter. Black lives matter. Black lives matter.
Come home. Racism has got to go.
Everyone is feeling proud to be here. I know I am, and I am happy to be part of history.
Love, not hate. That's what makes America great.
We're on our way to the White House. We're chanting, we're marching. It's beautiful to see everybody following everybody's marches and laughing at posters.
Welcome to your first day.
We will not go away. Welcome to your first day.
Those were the voices of Brianna Boteo from Mission High School, Aglo Lungavi'i from Burton High School, and Mariana Baines from June Jordan School for Equity. That piece was produced by KALW's Hannah Kingsley Ma, who took part in the Oakland Women's March on Saturday. You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Julie Kane, in for Hanat Baba. Here in the Bay Area, almost 200,000 demonstrators flooded the streets of San Jose, Oakland, and San Francisco, along with many other cities on Saturday. Here are some of their voices.
My name is Arnold Fitzpatrick. I'm from Oakley, California. I think this is great. This is wonderful. This is probably about the greatest thing that's happened to us since 1969, when there was the anti-war demonstrations going on. This is for justice, freedom, and peace for every human being.
I'm Alanya Snyder from Oakland. One reason I'm here is to keep reminding us all of the white people and privileged people to take direction from people of color who have been aware of these kinds of oppressions for a long time, and we need to work together and listen to their leadership.
Go away! Racist, sexist, anti-gay!
Feels great. It feels great that so many people are together. I'm Brenda Chapman, and I'm from Santa Rosa. I am a woman. I'm a black woman. And I don't know, it's just a scary time for me. I have friends that are undocumented, and I know that racism has always existed, but now I feel like the hate is just out there in the open for everyone to see. And I think if we all stand together, we could hopefully make the next 4 years not as scary as they seem.
Rise up with the women of the world! Rise up!
My name is Samantha Zarate, and I live in Menlo Park. I'm holding a sign that says, a woman's place is in the resistance. Because I love Star Wars, I love being a woman, and I'm really excited to be here today. I think what's next is people resisting the normalization of what Trump is saying and what the administration is saying, and doing our best through protests, voting in local elections, participating in our local government, donating to Planned Parenthood. I've already set up a monthly donation to Planned Parenthood.
Fight like a girl!
Fight like a girl!
My name is Miles Simon, spelled M-I-L-E-S space S-I-M-O-N. I am 6 years old, and my sign says, join the green side because you want to take care of the earth. And it has a picture of Darth Vader because I really like Star Wars.
Fight like a girl. Human rights are worth the fight. Fight like a girl.
My name's Angie Berrigan. I live in Santa Clara, California. I'm your brother. I'm Dominic Berrigan. I reside in South San Francisco.
I've got a sign that says pussy power. And the back of it says you can't comb over racism.
And I'm holding the American flag today. Well, we think they both go together. This combination of our rights and the flag, this is patriotism.
I have never been so shaken by an election. It scares me to know that my rights as a woman can be taken away. Having somebody else make the choice so what I can do with my body is unfathomable. It is my first protest, actually. I've never really put a whole lot of energy into fighting for something like this. And I told myself, it can't be just about coming here today. I promised that to myself.
Those were the voices of people at the Oakland and San Francisco Women's Marches that took place on Saturday, the day after Donald Trump's inauguration. It was produced by KALW's Lisa Morehouse and Andrew Stelzer.